Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Law's a Fool. Dillon, Montana, the seat of Beaverhead County, was named for a railroad president. This is peculiarly appropriate in view of the great struggle the road had in the early days to run its rails through the town. For a tall, thin, pallid, icy-eyed man who called himself Rick Balin opposed the railroad with direct methods. As our story opens, Rick Balin, his henchman Bud Rommel, and some half dozen of his riders are on their way to a small gully over which the railroad has just built a bridge. The place is just a mile out of town.
The construction crew ain't working today, Rick, so this is going to be a cinch. Won't be anybody around to spot us.
Let me remind you again, Bud. The secret of my success is never to take a chance. That United States Deputy Marshal might be snooping around. Boys, fan out around the bridge to a good distance.
All right, Rick.
If you don't see anyone, raise your right hand, each one of you. Got that? All right, then. Get going.
I reckon you learned not to take chances while you was in prison, didn't you, Rick?
I did. And because I took no chances and did as I was told, I was pardoned for good behavior after 6 years.
You studied and got education in prison, too.
I read everything I could get my hands on, especially mineralogy. It paid off, too, Bud. I hit that rich vein of gold my first year out of prison and sold the claim for a fortune.
And you've been making money up here in Montana since then?
For 4 years. I expect to make a lot more money shortly.
From the railroad people, huh?
Exactly. They're about to get very tired of having their rails and bridges blown to smithereens. And when they do, they'll be glad to pay me a good sum to let them lay their rails through this town. Get the dynamite ready, Bart.
Sure will, Bart. Beats me, though, why the law ain't picked you up for now.
The law's a fool. It has to have evidence. And I never give it evidence. Now let's check the boys, Bud. How many hands are up?
Let's see. Bannon, Winters, Alvarez. I reckon they all got their hands up.
Good. Light that fuse.
With a charge as heavy as this, won't be nothing left of this here bridge but splinters.
They should come to terms soon, Bud. Very soon.
Reckon I won't ride any near town with you and Pancho, Cisco. Somebody might see us, and then our plan wouldn't be worth a hoot.
Well, let us stop here, then. Hurry up.
Yeah, that's what's left of the bridge over there.
just look at it.
Fine, not so much to look at, Senor Deputy Marshal.
And you think Rick Bayland is doing all this, Senor Marshal?
I'm almost sure of it, Cisco, but I can't get proof.
What about the railroad detectives? Are they not giving you help?
Ain't one of them been near me. And to the best of my knowledge, there ain't been one of them in Dillon.
Well, that is strange, but then the railroad must know its own business. Now, let us be sure we understand the plan, Senor Marshal. You want Pancho and me to pretend we are bandidos. Is that right?
That's right, Cisco. You go to the cafe. Rick Bailen and his gang hangs out there at this time of day.
And then very soon you come and arrest us, Senor Deputy?
I'll be pretty close behind you, boys. I'll arrest you and throw you in jail, and the chances are about 10 to 1 that Bailen will spring you loose from jail after dark.
I still do not see why he would do that.
To show his contempt for the law. He's done it before, Cisco, a couple of times. He's sprung men the sheriff arrested and, now get this, and given them jobs as members of his gang.
So you think he'll give us jobs, Senor Deputy?
That's the whole point of my plan, Pancho.
Yes, so yes. We can get evidence on him and turn it over to you.
That's it.
Well, Pancho and I will do our best for you.
But you don't like the idea, do you, Cisco?
Frankly, no. I think it is too obvious.
What that means, Cisco, obvious?
It means that if this Rick Bailen is as smart as the marshal thinks, he might see through the plan. However, we will go ahead with it.
Good. Now, one more thing. Be careful what you say to that waitress in the cafe. She's new around here. Only a couple of months. And I suspect she's in Rick Balin's employ to tell him the things she hears.
We will be careful, Senor Marshal.
Yeah, very careful. Pancho not talk when he eat, just eat.
Let us ride our horses into a lather, Pancho. And Senor Marshal, wish us luck. Something tells me we are going to need it.
Four days since we blew up that bridge, Rick. Still no word from the railroad company.
I'm in no hurry, Bud. Not if the railroad isn't. But I would like that steak. Oh, miss.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bailen, right away. Sorry you had to wait, Mr. Bailen, but I wanted you to have the thickest steak in the house. It took a little longer to cook.
I reckon you know the man to play up to in this town, miss.
I reckon I do.
And why not? Hey, but, Rick, to get back to what I was saying about the railroad...
Just a minute, Bud. I was about to ask the young lady her name.
It's Mabel Ketrick.
Well, Mabel, the service here is much better since you arrived.
Thank you, Mr. Bailen. If everything isn't all right, just you let me know.
You sure interrupted me quick, boss.
Yeah, I meant to. The next time you start to talk about our business in front of anybody, Rommel, you're through. And that means all through, understand?
But I thought you'd figured she's all right.
We'll take no chances on anybody's being all right.
My mistake, boss.
Remember it.
Hey, look, Rick, them horses. Them hombres been riding hard.
Yeah, this table will do. Can you wait on us quickly, Senorita? We are in a hurry.
Be right with you, Mr. Indy. Say, you...
See?
Never mind. Forget what I was going to say.
Looks to me, Rick, as if them two are on the dodge.
Yes, it does. I'm trying to place the big one, Bud. I've seen him before.
Where?
I don't know. It'll come to me before long. Go ask him to sit at this table with us. I want to ask him a few questions.
You hombres are wanted over at that table. Rick Bailen wants to talk to you.
Who, Rick Bailen?
We are not talking with anyone, hombre.
Come on, come on.
No.
You go along about your business, hombre.
Look, you. When Rick Bailen says a thing, he means it. Now, get up out of them chairs.
Hey, let Pancho go. You hurt Pancho's ears.
Take your hands off him, hombre.
Why, you big sidewinder.
Easy, boys. No rough house.
I'll show you.
You need a lesson, hombre. Right now. No.
All right, now, cut it out. Cut it out, I say. All right, you two, get your hands up. I'll take your guns.
But they didn't start the fight, Marshal. These other coyotes did.
I'm not talking about the fight, miss. These two are wanted down in Cody, Wyoming, for murder.
Are you quite sure of that, Marshal?
Yes, I'm sure, Bailen.
Well, good. For once, the law knows what it's doing. If you want any help in getting these two desperados to jail, my men and I are at your service.
When I want your help, Bailen, I'll ask for it. All right, get going out that door, you two.
Si, señor, Marshal.
So good, huh, Cisco?
I hope so, Senor Marshal. But I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's after dark, Bud, we can take some action.
That suits me. I'm glad you remember that big hombre, too.
You never forget the kind of fighting he does. It came to me that the time I saw him, he was fighting in a riot in the prison yard down in Arizona.
Oh, then he was a prisoner there the same time as you, huh, boss?
Not a prisoner, Bud. A plant. He volunteered to try to discover and stop plans for a big prison break. He stopped them, too.
And maybe he's here as a plant, Rick, for the law.
There's no doubt about it in my mind. He and the marshal are scheming something up. But they'll never bring it to pass because inside the next hour, the two of them and the fat one will be dead.
The marshal, too?
The marshal, too. We'll go into his office. While I'm talking with him, you get around behind him and gun whip him.
You're the boss, Rick.
Yeah, we'll throw him into jail along with the other two. Then we'll set fire to the jail.
First time we ever been in the jail, Cisco, and got a file to file the cell bar.
I made sure we had a means of escape, Pancho.
Because you not like the marshal's plan, no?
See, and I like it even less after our encounter with Rick Balin, so-called.
Why'd you say so-called?
Because that is not his real name, amigo.
Huh?
I saw that hombre in a territorial prison in Arizona.
Shh,
and I...
Wait, Cisco. Here comes somebody.
Cisco.
It's the señorita, Cisco. She knows your name.
Cisco?
Over here, señorita.
You and your party would be hungry. So I brought you some food from the cafe. It's in this paper bag.
Food. Gracias, señorita. Gracias. And Pancho's so hungry, Pancho's stomach plate tagged with his backbone.
Gracias indeed, señorita. But how did you know my name?
I'm from New Mexico, Cisco. I've seen you lots of times. And I know you're always on the side of the law. So I'm going to tell the marshal he arrested the wrong men.
For the time being, señorita, please do not.
Well, that's up to you. I'll call around and bring you two some breakfast in the morning. If you've changed your mind by then...
See, we will tell you. 1,000 thanks to you, señorita.
Don't mention it. Gotta be going now.
Fried chicken, biscuit. Have some, Cisco. Have some.
In a moment, Pancho. I'll try this cell bar first to see if it will... Bueno, now we can get out of here, necessary, Pancho. But the sound of those voices is necessary. Come on.
But it's food, Cisco.
Put it in your pocket, but come along. The marshal said to watch out for that waitress. She may have brought that food to get into our good graces. Anyway, she knows my name, and that is not good.
Pancho, come along. Out to the hole in the cell bars. Push, Pancho.
See? There you are. Now, I will come through. Get our guns in the jail office. It's one thing to help the marshal. It's another to take a chance on being killed. Yeah, here are our guns and gun belts, Pancho. Now, let us get out. Over this way, among the trees. We'll wait there until we see who those hombres are and what they want.
Drop the marshal on the office floor, boys. Alvarez, you and Winters smash those bottles of kerosene around the sides of the jail.
Cisco, they set the jail on fire.
See, with the marshal inside.
I'll light her up, boys.
Look, it blazed up, Cisco. The jail burned down in no time. It's a good thing there were the prisoners in there.
Coyote of a Rick Balin. He meant to burn us to death, too. Stay here, Pancho. I will get the marshal out if I can.
No, Cisco. Too many bandidos. They shoot you down. No, Cisco, no.
Stay here, I said.
No!
I cannot let the marshal burn to death if I can help it.
And again, Cisco risks his life to uphold the law and to save the life of another. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right, but it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by Butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Law's a Fool. Although he had his doubts of the plan, Cisco agreed to help the Deputy United States Marshal get evidence that would convict Rick Balin, ex-convict, of destroying railroad property in Dillon, Montana. The plan was for the Marshal to arrest our friends in full view of Balin as two wanted murderers. Balin, the Marshal hoped, would then release Cisco and Pancho from jail and give them jobs in his gang. But Balin recognized Cisco, captured the Marshal, threw him inside the jail, and set fire to the building. No.
Pancho, go to Cisco. Pancho, let you get in that jail alone.
Then come along, amigo. If we get the Marshal out of there, we may not have a moment to lose.
Old jail burning fast. Those banditos see us, and they shoot us down, no?
They will not expect us to be out here, Pancho.
And they think we're still in the cell.
See, we'll take them by surprise. Our trouble will come in getting out again. They'll be waiting for us with guns.
We're almost to the jail over door.
Hey, here we go, Chico. Now hurry.
Hey, look! Ain't that the big hombre and his partner? By thunder, it is!
Guard the door, Pancho. Do not let any of those banditos in here.
I still let them in, Cisco.
Yeah, we'll cut these ropes off the Marshal. He was struck on the head. Bad wound, but he's conscious. Senor Marshal, Senor Marshal.
That's you, Cisco.
See, can you stand up?
I'll try.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Cisco, those banditos out there, get ready for us. They draw the guns.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Right now, I'm going to carry you out of my back, Senor Marshal.
Oh, no, I can walk,
you
Cisco.
You are in no shape to walk. Now, put your arms around my neck. Hold on tight. I need both hands free to use my guns. Yeah, bueno.
Where we go, Cisco?
Our only chance is to get back to that clump of trees.
They fired us, Cisco.
Then we will fire back at them. Come on, Pancho. Start shooting, Pancho, over their heads.
See, Cisco? Pancho never know where Pancho's bullets go anywhere.
Come on, get him here. If we get to that clump of trees without being hit, it'll be a miracle.
Hey, somebody's shooting at us with a rifle, Rick.
Where are those shots coming from?
Cisco, we make the trees all right now.
See, Pancho? Thanks to whoever was firing those shots at the banditos.
I see the flashes come from the top of the roof.
The cafe roof? Here we are, Senor Marshal. That put you down. Keep firing at those banditos, Pancho. We want to get them out of there.
Pancho, keep firing. How you like that, banditos? And that!
Hold back, boys.
Yeah, and be quick about it. We can't fight them front and rear, too.
Yeah, come on.
Let us give them a couple more shots, Pancho, just to make sure they keep going.
Cisco, somebody come this way.
Do not fire until we see who it is.
It's the senorita.
Cisco.
Si, senorita, we're here.
I saw you boys go into that jail and bring out the marshal. I saw it in the firelight.
From where did you see it?
I was on the roof of the cafe. I mean...
See, I had an idea you were, senorita. You were firing those rifle shots.
Well, I sort of wanted to help, and...
You did help, and we are grateful to you.
Scare the dickens out of those banditos, senorita. They run like the conejos.
Is the marshal badly hurt?
No, he will get better, but he needs a doctor's attention. If you can see to it that he gets attention.
Gladly, Cisco.
And Pancho and I will start looking for Rick Balin.
I'm gonna tell you again, Rick. We better get out of here for a while. Why, it ain't even safe for us to be here at the ranch house.
You may be right, Bud.
That's Cisco Kid and his partner. Any hombres who'll go into a burning jail as they did tonight, well, they're bad medicine.
Cisco always has been bad medicine.
Come on, let's get going.
Wait.
Hmm?
I want to get this whole picture in mind.
Whole picture? What do you mean, whole picture?
Well, who fired those rifle shots?
I don't know. It was coming from back along the street there.
By the cafe, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd say so, boss.
I wonder if it could have been that girl.
Who, Mabel?
She was very quick to point out to the marshal that Cisco didn't start that fight.
Yeah, but I don't believe she'd get a rifle and fire on us. Well, she wouldn't dare to.
Then who else could it have been?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of anybody, but...
No, neither can I. Thinking back, I recall how closely she's watched all of us every time we've been in that cafe. Bard, you stay here. I'm going to ride back to town.
Oh, but look here, boy.
Stay here. I'll attend to this. If she fired those shots, and I think she did...
You mean to kill her?
If she's on the side of law and order, as I suspect, I most certainly do.
That the bandido's rancho ahead of us, Cisco, with the lights, huh?
I believe it is, Pancho.
Why we come this back trail?
To avoid meeting any of the bandidos on the regular trail to town. We'll leave our horses here, amigo, or they have a hole.
Oh, logo. We go in that rancho, no?
That's my plan, Chico. And the plan will not work if you cough or sneeze or stumble over something?
Pancho, not cough or sneeze or stumble, Cisco.
Very well, then. Follow me.
Lie down in the bunkhouse, too, Cisco.
Hey, I have to be careful, amigo. Imagine all the bandidos are here.
But Cisco.
Yeah?
Not do no good to take the Rick Bailen bandido in, not get any of the evidence of the army.
The evidence?
This is the evidence.
Not as far as the railroad is concerned, perhaps, but there is evidence of attempted murder of the marshal.
The evidence.
Not Quito Pancho. I'll look in the window. Bailen's henchman is in that room.
Bailen not there?
I see no signs of him. Come on. We will get this one if we can, Pancho.
Careful, Cisco. Door hinges might squeak.
See.
Hey, this one I'd expect to see us.
Shh. Keep an eye on those other doors, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, watch them.
Now. You! Do not reach for your guns.
By thunder, it's Cisco!
Get those hands in the air.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't take me, Cisco!
What about bandido? People ask for fights. Get them!
Take it over quick, Cisco.
Tie the bandido, Pancho. Uh-huh. I want to look in this desk.
Where the bailing bandido, Cisco?
I have no idea, Chico. Well, this looks like a record book of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is what it is. And this is very interesting. Money paid to Dillon's store for 3 cases of dynamite. I'll put this book in my pocket, Pancho.
Hey, Bud, what'd the boss go back to town for?
Careful, Pancho. If that hombre comes in here, we will have to capture him, too.
Hey, Bud, are you in here? Hey, by thunder, wait!
Tie and gag both of them, Pancho.
See, we take them both back to the town, Cisco?
No. Leave them in a closet.
Leave them in the closet?
We'll come back out here later. After what this bandido just said, I want to get back to town just as fast as I can.
Mabel, keep on washing your dishes.
What are you doing here, Mr. Bailen?
I came here to talk to you.
Customers aren't allowed out here in the kitchen. The cafe's closed for the night.
Mm-hmm. Good-looking rifle you keep there on the wall, Mabel. Mind if I look at it? An empty shell. You should jack them out, Mabel, right after you fire the rifle.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You fired those shots at us tonight. You can't deny it.
Well, I...
This rifle and that empty shell are proof enough for me. Why did you do it? Who are you?
Stand back. Get away from
me.
I'll
get my hands on your throat, you little wildcat.
No!
I'll kill you for firing those shots.
Let the senor to go, bandido.
Hit him, Cisco.
This time, Cisco, you've butted in once too often.
You're a poor shot, bandido, and you will get no chance to shoot again.
I'll get you with this knife.
I do not like knives, bandido, and I do not like you.
Hey, Cisco, knock them down, Pancho, drag them out, no?
You all right, senorita?
Yes, I guess so, but I'm glad you got here when you did, Cisco.
Yeah, I'll get you a drink of water, senorita. Ah, here you are, senorita.
Thanks. That helps. Well, this job was more than I bargained for.
Which job, senorita? The one as waitress or the one working for the law?
What'd you say, Cisco? The senorita, she worked for the law?
Yes. How do you know, Cisco?
I did not know for sure, but senoritas who fire rifle shots at bandidos are not on the side of the bandidos.
So they are on the side of the law, no?
I would say so, Pancho.
Well, you're right, Cisco. The railroad thought a woman could do better than a man in getting bailing, so they sent me here. I wanted adventure, and I sure got it.
Too much adventure, senorita?
Plenty too much. Believe me, from now on, it's the quiet life for little Mabel.
Si, senorita. Like Rick Bailen and his gang, theirs too will be a quiet life. In jail.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You get the evidence on Rick Bailen and the gang, and they go to the jail.
Si. I doubt if Balin has quite so much contempt for the law now.
He learned the lesson, no?
Perhaps. But when Balin was in prison before, he studied and educated himself. If he had used it to good advantage, well, he might have led a useful life, a respectful life.
Uh-huh. Well, Pancho tried to educate Pancho too, Cisco. Pancho, Pancho didn't get very far.
Yeah, just the same. You know more than you will admit, Chico.
Well, what Pancho knows, Cisco?
Well, for instance, name five things that contain milk.
Five things that contain milk?
Si, that contain milk.
Si, but Pancho think hard. Five things contain the milk. Five things contain the butter?
Si, that is one.
That's one. Cheese?
That is two. Now name three more things.
Three more things that contain... Three more things that contain the milk. Three more things.
Go on.
Pancho got it, Cisco.
All right, then tell me.
That easy.
What are three more things that contain milk?
A cream pitcher and two cows.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Andiamo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with the picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.